Christianity Today International is conducting a national survey on church staff compensation, with all the findings scheduled for release in the fall of 2011. Matt Branagh is director of editorial with the church management team at Christianity Today.
The National Church Compensation Survey, it's an effort on the part of Christianity Today International to find out the pay levels of church pastors and church leaders from across the country. The survey itself collects data from more than 5,000 churches, and we receive information on more than 13 positions, and that information is then converted into what we call the Compensation Handbook for Church Staff.
The Compensation Handbook for Church Staff is then used for a variety of purposes.
National Church Compensation Survey becomes a resource that churches can use throughout the next 12 to 18 months to set pay levels, to determine raises, to figure out how to offer a pay package to someone that they're hiring. It's just a really helpful tool to make sure that churches are paying people fairly and accurately based on what's going on, not only for churches their size, but also churches within their geographic region.
Matt Branagh tells us many pastors have become bivocational.
We do see a good portion of pastors who are what we would consider bivocational. In other words, they are a pastor part of their time, and then they are doing some other kind of professional work for the other part of their time. I don't know that I can say whether that's a growing trend or not, but we do know that there is a population of bivocational pastors. And in some instances, it's because of economic need. In other instances, it's because the pastors, they have a desire to minister with their work, both in a pastoral role as well as in a professional role outside of the church.
Branagh also tells us the survey results are used to determine the fair wage for a variety of positions at the church.
We not only need to pay those who are doing ministry work on behalf of the entire congregation on a professional level, but also that we're not giving them the short shrift when we pay them. We want to make sure that they're being paid in a way that's fair, that allows them to do the ministry work that they're doing and not feel like there's constant ongoing pressure to bring in income from other sources.
After the survey information is taken, it is reviewed for a number of factors regarding regions of the country, church demographics, attendance, and by denomination.
We take the information that we receive. It's actually analyzed by a professional statistician, and that information is then collected and analyzed in a way that allows us to know pay levels for various positions, such as the senior pastor, the worship pastor, even children's ministry directors, youth pastors. You know, there's just a number of positions that are covered. And that information is then put into a book that we release every 2 years called the Compensation Handbook for Church Staff.
Over the years, the Compensation Handbook for Church Staff has become a valuable tool.
We find that that information becomes powerful for other churches, especially church boards, as they're looking at setting raises or making pay offers, pay package offers to new hires, or just trying to make sure that they're keeping competitive with churches that are of similar size and geographical location when it comes to making offers to new staff.
Pastors considering a call can also use this information.
For the pastor who may receive the call, this book would be helpful for them to determine whether the offer is fair or within a range that would be considered fair based on their education level, their experience level, the location of the church, and so on. For the church board, it's the same kind of use. They're trying to look at the pastor's background, education level, experience, and then determine what they're going to offer that pastor is commensurate with what's being offered to other pastors of churches of similar size and location.
Matt Branagh says Christianity Today International offers a free downloadable worksheet.
One thing that we offer as a part of this compensation handbook is a free downloadable worksheet that allows a church board to take information directly from the handbook, plot in some additional information points that are specific to their situation, and then develop that pay range that would be appropriate for that person.
This survey uses the input of thousands of people around the country.
We know that the survey itself, again, is taken by more than 5,000 churches. And the variety of scenarios includes part-time and full-time positions, church size, income budget, geographical setting, and more.
It has become the yardstick for a variety of staff positions.
Some instances, the church becomes aware of a situation where the pay level for a particular staff member might be below what it should be or might be above what it should be. and they're not sure where to go in terms of determining whether they are, in fact, too high or too low. And this book becomes a resource for them to go and try to get some kind of idea of whether or not that person is, in fact, paid too high or too low.
Matt Branagh says the information will be available later in the fall.
We are actively recruiting people to complete the survey, and then that information will be, again, collected and analyzed in the months to follow with a compensation handbook released explaining those information points sometime this fall.
Matt Branagh tells us the survey is brief, about 20 to 30 minutes, but extremely valuable.
The survey is actually live now. Churches are encouraged to go to our website, which is churchlawandtax.com/survey.php. The survey takes about 20 to 30 minutes, but the information there is super helpful for us to create the compensation handbook. And as a thank you, we offer a $15 coupon to our store at yourchurchresources.com for the person that takes the time to fill out the information.
That's www.churchlawandtax.com/survey.php. This is John Clemens.